Pinky's peeve.
Hey, nobody got time for that.
Dear Bunnings, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
What's going on, mate?
Well, they're quite the institution here in Australia now.
Sure.
We didn't grow up with Bunnings, but my daughter did, and they love their weekend sausage sizzle, don't they?
They sure do.
You could be out running errands on the weekend, and you're like, getting to Bunnings, you're like, yes, here you go, everyone. Sausage for everyone. No more whinging and complaining, you can eat.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Do you want to go to the park where all the swings are with a 5-course meal? Nah, want to go to Bunnings.
Bunnings.
What?
Mate, my girlfriend's kid had a Bunnings birthday party. This is how popular they are with everybody.
That's too far.
Because the kids love Bunnings because of the sausage sizzle.
Too,
but
too far.
OH&S have burnt the humble sausage and onion in bread, or the sosso.
The bread.
There's been a change to how they get served.
What?
Why? The onion has to go on first to prevent a slipping hazard.
Oh, mate, this is bubble wrap nation going way too far. Come on.
What
slipping
is
hazard?
Wrong with people? People who invent these rules?
Hang on.
Did you get the job because you overthink petty things?
Wait. Or was it a case of there was so many slipping disasters on what?
I doubt it.
The onions? That we need to do something about this.
I'm going to find the person who decided this.
I'm going to.
And it made it as big a debacle as the pineapple on pizza debate. I am worried.
No, that actually was pretty serious.
Look, I'm more likely to slip in my own home after mopping and forgetting something out of the other room and running through and it's still wet. That's more likely.
Isn't it that more likely to slip in the bathtub thing or whatever?
And anyway, did they even do their homework? People slip on banana peels, duh. I'm more concerned about weirdos slipping into my DMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
But no, onion first. I bet Tony Abbott had something to do with this. Look, the important question of the day, though, is where to place the snag, Banksy. They didn't talk about this with OH&S. Standards.
Are you as annoyed about this as Pinky clearly is? Can you beat her by 10% or more?
Triple M, good morning. Sausage diagonal or in the middle?
Good morning, guys. Now, look, I understand where Bunnings is coming from.
What do you mean?
Oh, stop it.
Bunnings do not want to get snagged into a union ring.
Snagged.
But getting back to this more important question, how do you have the snag? Diagonally or in the middle of the bread?
Doesn't matter. Just don't drop your sausage in Bunnings. You'll be all right.
You don't even have standards.
Never know who's behind you.
Get off the phone! Who even are you?
We need some sort of
animal
diagonal standard here. Big Al, what's your take on this, buddy?
Yeah, it's all about the length of your snag.
That's your a whole other concern, yes.
You gotta go the diagonal if it's long, if it's short, you can go the square.
Have you ever had to, like, bend it in half and snap it?
Listen, I butterfly my sausages when I cook them.
Butterfly?
I do the butterfly.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah, split them down the middle and then up both sides. Big butterfly job. You can get two snags on two slices of bread, snags, butterfly.
Wow.
Yeah, just be careful you don't, burn your snags straight away.
Sure.
Yes.
Well done.
Don't be undercooked.
Undercocked.
Oh, hey. And let's go to the next line. Triple M, who's this?
Andrew, what's your answer to the standards at Bunnings?
You got to go diagonally.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we have consensus on that. We
all
agree.
Full coverage.
I think you must be a psychopath if you go middle. There's got to be something not right.
Yeah. What about accompaniments with the onion? Do you go with the sauce? Do you go with the mustard?
Do you feel safer when the onion's on the bottom?
Everything.
I like to think the mustard ties it all in together safely.
It's good.
Safely, yeah.
It does. You've got to have the barbecue sauce, the onion, and the mustard.
Yeah, but see, you're just trying to be an American now, Banksy.
No. Look, I think we all agree. We can all agree here. Triple M, who's this?
Yeah, Gerard.
How do you have your snag, buddy?
Well, that depends on the length and the girth of the sausage, really.
Okay, so diagonal or in the middle?
Well, if it's a thick sausage, it's got to go diagonal because you can't wrap the bread right around it.
That's true.
If it's a long sausage, you can go straight along. Then you can tear the ends off.
That's right.
And it's all about, you know, enough coverage for safety reasons.
It's also about foldability.
Wrappability, yeah.
Wrappability.
It's a new word. It's my word for the day.
Okay.
It's the best word ever.
We can all agree, we have consensus that there was a heap of double entendres in there, yes.
And we have standards.
We have standards
here. We really
do.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.